Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Trevor. The former block off has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12 o'clock. All week, we are doing kind of a theme week. We bring in a particular expert on a particular sport in the first hour, and we break it down. Now, yesterday, we had the Hall of Famer Rick Hummel. Tomorrow, we're going to have the Blues legend Bob Plager in studio. And today, we have the Billiken Hall of Famer. He's probably in 5 Halls of Fame. He's the one and only Earl Austin Jr. I think it was Bob Ramsey who had the expression, if a kid's got game, Earl has his name. Earl, great to be with you. How are you?
Why, thank you. I'm honored. I'm between Commish and Bob Plager. Man, that's, wow, I got a pressure here.
right off the bat, this is a big time where high school players are evaluated. How many games or tournaments have you been to already? It's not even July.
Well, June, you have there's AAU and grassroots basketball is in April and May where they're playing with their so quote unquote AAU teams and a bunch of tournaments. But in June, you were at your high school team on team camps and tournaments. So I call it I work for Prep Hoops Missouri, one of my different jobs, and it's the June team camp tour. So I think I've been to about 15 events already.
All right.
Yeah, and I've got about 3 or 4 more to go in this week before the end of the month around the state of Missouri.
Yeah, and then July, that's the AAU.
Then July, you go back to your AAU grassroots teams, and you got some big events around the country, and there's a couple here in St. Louis. I'll be in, there's a big one here in St. Louis that third week, the Adidas or the Three Stripe tournament. And then the end of the month, I'll go to Kansas City, Kansas area, Overland Park. They got 2 or 3 different tournaments going, Hardwood and Jayhawk, different tournaments there.
Wow. All right.
I'm going to Cape Girardeau the first weekend as well.
I think SLU, Mizzou, and Illinois fans want to know about 2 or 3 players in particular. Let's begin with Cameron Fletcher from Vashon, 6'7", does a little bit of everything. You've seen him. Isn't he a kid that seems to be getting better every month?
Getting better every month. He really performed well at the NBA Players Association camp in Virginia. Really athletic, shoots it well, runs the court well, solid in all facets. And, North Carolina popped. And then last week, Kentucky.
Kentucky and North Carolina
have offered him,
wow,
as well as among many other colleges, including the local ones here in the region as well.
I saw Coach K actually at Vashon about a month ago with our man from Cardinal Ritter.
Yeah, Chris Carwell.
Yeah, they came in together.
Right.
So is he, where do you think he ranks in terms of players you've seen? I mean, could he end up being a legendary player here?
He can, because they Vashon had a lot of good players. They play a good system. So nobody's really going to step out and average 25, 28 points a game. They share the ball, and they got a bunch of guys scoring in double figures, which makes them, which has made them such a great program, with Floyd Irons, now with his son Tony, So they got, he's one of the, one of the top prospects, him and the Caleb Love or CBC, are really.
Well, I know SLU believes they're in it. I know Mizzou believes they're in it. Is Illinois in it with Fletcher too?
I believe so. I haven't followed their recruiting as much. I know they got a big young man from Chicago coming in on a visit that they're really, you know, trying to get as well. But I know all the regional schools are trying. It's so hard when the blue bloods come at you hard. But you still, you got to recruit your area. And, you know, Konzo has done well recruiting the area. And Travis has done well recruiting players from this area. So they're going to go after the big fish as well. They're not shying away from the competition.
All right, so North Carolina, Kentucky in on Fletcher. Then we go to CBC and Caleb Love, who I saw a couple of times in person. He's just unbelievable with the ball. I mean, his ball skills are just insane.
Yeah, he can really score. He's one of the new age point guards that you see that get buckets. And he's learning, he's facilitating. He averaged 5 assists a game in the EYBL competition. But his thing is getting buckets. And he's a great mid-range shooter. He's explosive. And when a three is going, that's when you can't guard him. You know, his three ball comes and goes. But when it's going, and I've seen it when it's on, that's when he's really tough to guard. And he's very competitive as well. He likes the big shot.
Who does he have on his list as we speak?
Oh, God, it's
the
same
thing. Who's offered that's big?
I mean,
he has had North Carolina
offered? North Carolina's offered him at the Indiana. There's a whole laundry list of primetime schools. And I don't know if Luke is offered yet, but Coach K came in and, as you said, saw him as well. So, yeah. Yeah, he's got those high majors after him quite a bit.
I've heard, and this was from a college coach, that they would bet the mortgage that those two do not end up at the same college, and they play together in the summer, but maybe wouldn't say bad chemistry, but they probably won't end up together.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah,
I don't follow it to that where the kids are doing this and that, but you know they're being recruited in the same circles, and you know who knows, they play on the same, you know, Brad Beal elite team. You know, they struggled a little bit during the EYBL, but you know who knows what the relationship, it's happened before. So
the third guy who may be drawing the most attention is at Trinity High School, a 7-footer. Tell me about him.
His name is Ryan Kalkbrenner. He's a 7-footer. I remember covering his mother when she played at Aquinas High School back in the day, Lynn Frank, and played at St. Louis University in college. And Ryan has really emerged. He's always been a good player, but he's just gotten better and better. He's one of the best shot blockers, one of the top 5 in the history of St. Louis. He's right up there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's Lauren Woods-like in terms of a 7-footer. Darius Miles, EJ, Liddell, you know, those are some of the other ones. He's right there. He's played with Mac Irvin Fire in the EYBL Nike, averaged 5 blocks a game, and is the top shot blocker in that circuit. And he's got a nice skill set, can shoot it a little bit. And,
he can stretch it out a little bit?
Yeah, he's starting to shoot it, and he's got a nice inside. As soon as he gets his physical strength and his grown man body over the next 4 or 5 man years, I think the sky's the limit for this kid.
Okay, so with his mom going to SLU, are they
They've offered him among the other ones. Yeah, I'd love to see that happen. But after the first session, he had, you know, Mizzou, Kansas State, and the other school. But after the first session of the EYBL, where he averaged 5 blocks and about 10 and 7, real nice, hit all his free throws. He had like a dozen new offers
from really?
Yeah, SEC, a few ACC, mid-major. So he's close to 20 offers.
Is he a pro?
I think so. If he develops, like I said, he's not one now. But I project him, if he's one of those that you could see him at 250 pounds, grown at 21, 22 years old, I could see that in his future. That's a big statement, but I think he's got that potential.
Wow. I mean, when's the last time, or let's go to Melville now and talk about Bradford. When's the last time our area has had 2 7-foot big-time centers? Tell me about him.
It's been good. Davion is, like I say, he's 7 feet. He's more of a big physical. He's more of a physical presence right now. He also plays in the EYBL with Mocan Elite. He shot about 65-70% power. He dunks. His offensive game is coming around, and he's more of a back-to-the-basket, low-post guy. Has a nice physical presence about him, and he's still on the come as well. Like you said, there's a lot of good size, you know, and like you said, the 2 biggins at DeSmet, you know, that's
okay,
a lot of size.
Tell our listening audience, DeSmet has 2 players who came from Africa. They'll both be juniors. They're 6'10", little raw skill wise, but they do a lot of things well.
Yeah, Yakita is
very nice,
the first
bro.
One I like. Yeah, I love that. I like saying that when I broadcast games. I go Yakita.
You're the only one that goes Kita. Everybody else just calls him Yaya, but you go Yakita.
Yeah, oh, I love that name. And Yeah, he's got a motor. I mean, he runs. He's got a good body, about 230, 240, I'm not sure. But he runs. He blocks shots. Loves to chase down block. Dunks it. Likes the inside game. Still raw in terms of low post, learning that part of the game. But just full of promise, full of energy. And Sekou Gassama, or a lot of kids, Elijah, they call him. He's about 6'10", not as big built as Yaya, but a little longer. Probably a little more skilled. He likes he'll turn and face from about 15 and put it on the floor. Got a little quick, nice moves around the basket, but he's an excellent shot blocker. Runs the court as well. This that like loves to run the court, you know.
All right, tell me about arguably the best shooter in St. Louis from Chaminade High School, and what type of attention is he drawing? I know Illinois is into this.
Yeah, it's Luke Kasuki. He's excellent. I just watched him. He was at one of the best players at the Midwest Basketball Showcase. It was in Liberty, and he was tremendous there. He's 6'5". Like you say, he can really shoot it. He's been with Chaminade, I guess, since his freshman year. Decent, good athlete. Really putting it on the floor a little bit better. He plays for MoCan Elite as well. He averaged about 13 in the EYBL. What's the EYBL? That's probably the top grassroots summer basketball league in the country, put on by Nike. It's high level stuff. So they have a lot of area kids and teams playing it is big, but he's very good.
Hey, explain this to our audience. Explain this to me too. With all these really good players in the area, SLU and Mizzou and Illinois, they got to make offers. Mm-hmm. But what happens if they all say yes? Well, you're talking about like 9 or 10 offers. I mean, how do you like, let's say, okay, we want you to come here. We're making you an offer. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, like 7 of them say, yeah, we're coming. But there's not 7 scholarships. How does that work? Or I'll explain it.
I mean, you got to remember, they're being hit from everywhere. So, I mean, that's unrealistic. It's probably unrealistic that you get everybody.
Yeah. But
you got to offer. Yeah, like you said, you can't win the lottery. You got to buy a ticket, right? And you get your share. And that's the thing. And I think that's what's pleasing, that it's finally happened, that we're getting our share. Like you said, you know, especially coming from a SLU standpoint, you know, in the last four years when Travis took over, he got, you know, his first recruit, you know, locally, Jordan Goodwin. And then obviously Cartier Gordon came, and obviously that didn't work out, but that was still a high level St. Louis recruit that a lot of people wanted. And then you bring in, now you got Yuri Collins and you got TJ Hargrove.
Yeah.
From it, you know, and then you got Javonte Perkins, who's from the JUCO, but he's a local kid. And then Konzo, the same thing with Jeremiah Tillman, with Torrance Watson, and
you gotta
when there's top players in your backyard, you gotta go after them.
We'll get into SLU in another segment in a little bit, but I do want to get your take on a couple of Mizzou things. First of all, you know, if you listen to talk radio and if you read like some of the message boards, you would think that Jeremiah Tillman is just a terrible, terrible player. He's got no future at all. Granted, he's got to stay out of foul trouble.
Right.
But let's say the light turns on and he has an unbelievable summer of 500 jump hooks every day, 500 turnaround jumpers, lifting weights in unbelievable shape. The guy can make a living for a long time.
Absolutely.
What do you think? I mean, who could he be? Every once in a while, I think, could he be Tristan Thompson?
Probably better offensively than Tristan. Well, Tristan made his living just going after offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
He had a specific skill and got an $18 million a year doing it. But Tristan was pretty good in that year at Texas. You know, Jeremiah, obviously, he's going to be there 3 years, maybe four. But he's got a decent offensive game, as you talked about.
He has some skill.
He's got offensive skill, and he's got that body. He posts well. It's a matter of, like you said, He was a little better with the fouls than he was the previous year.
Not much.
But when he was on, you could see the difference. And that's the thing. When he was on the floor,
yeah,
he's a difference maker. Yeah. It's a difference maker. And that's just positioning, maturity on the defensive end, not taking the silly foul, being out of position, giving a little extra on the ball screen, stuff like that. He's a physical guy to begin with, but you just got to rein it in.
Now, do you believe? I don't even know if he's been signed yet. Do you believe that Porter will play in the NBA? Has he been signed yet?
Not to my knowledge.
It's interesting that the two SLU guys have already signed and he hasn't.
Right, I haven't heard.
Do you believe that he'll play in the league?
If he gets the full health,
yeah.
I think so.
Two ACLs, though.
That's
wow.
The thing. I think, he probably gets drafted if he doesn't get the second one, you know.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
And he could have been a stretch four.
Yeah.
Pass the ball a little bit.
Pass the ball. He can block shots. Yeah. I mean, he's got the 5-tool skill for a 6'10", 6'11 kid.
Do you ever hear anything about Michael nowadays?
Michael's, I understand, is going to play in the summer league.
Oh, that's a good move.
And that's a good move. And let me tell you, God, I just, you know, just pray if he gets the full health with his ability, Denver becomes a championship contender. Now, that's a lot to ask for a young man who's fighting back issues at 18, 19 years old. But if you, and that's the one thing that Denver is missing is that third perimeter weapon. And, you know, they've got some, you know, obviously, Joker and Jamal Murray are as dynamic a young duo as there is in the NBA. I take them like even better than Embiid and Simmons.
Yeah.
Those two. Now, Porter potentially could be that third guy, and he's 6'11, 6'10. So, but like you said, hopefully, you know, we're talking health here as well, not talent.
Speaking of the Western Conference and adding a third scorer, the rumor yesterday is the Rockets with Jimmy Butler. Now, what I find this really interesting in one sense is you're already talking about the horrible chemistry where Chris Paul says, I don't really want to play all the time with James Harden, and now you're going to add Jimmy Butler to that mix? Good luck, Coach D'Antonio.
Yeah, and that'd be the worst person is the most, the least confrontational coach in the NBA.
Yes.
And the most combustible. Adding Chris anyway is going to be combustible because that's just how Chris Paul is and Harden. And then, oh my God, and you add Jimmy to it. My goodness, that would be.
What is don't you think J.J. Redick would be a perfect spot in L.A.? Boy,
he's a perfect spot anywhere that's trying to win a championship because he stretches the floor. But yeah.
With those guys,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they need to add another piece or two.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, they've got the cornerstones now to win championships. I mean, LeBron and AD and Kuzma. But now you need guys that can stretch that floor and keep it spaced. A veteran, and then a veteran shot blocker and another, you know, guard or two. You know, I think they need somebody. I think they need another stud-like player who can do some heavy lifting because I think we're in a load management era.
Yeah.
And I think LeBron, I think he needs probably to play maybe 60, 65 games, you know, at 34, 35 years old. I know he wants a lot to prove, but you gotta, you know, be disciplined with it. And then AD, too, as well, because he hasn't played more than 70 games, but twice in a seven-year career. He's injury-prone, so he may need some load management as well, even though they're potentially could be that Shaq and Kobe 2.0 in L.A., as we saw with Kawhi in Toronto, if you're going to make that deep run and win a championship like they're expecting.
And if you had to guess, I'll throw out the name and you tell me where, just gut feel. All right, first of all, we'll go Kawhi. Gut feel.
Toronto.
Wow, I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Kyrie.
Brooklyn.
KD, although it's a moot point because he's not going to play.
That's one, I don't know, Golden State.
Yeah. Who said he was going to stay? A teammate. Iguodala.
Iguodala.
Yeah. Boy.
That's the most money. That's the best franchise. That's the best chance to win.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's weird. I think if him and Clay stay, take the redshirt year, they're one of the favorites in 21.
Yeah, the redshirt year. I like
it. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Redshirt year making $35 million. That's cool. All right, we'll take a short time out. We have the awesome one, Earl Austin Jr. with us. When we come back, Earl has actually seen some of the new recruits down at West Pine or St. Louis University, and he's going to give us his take. Also, when we come back, is because I have sleeping issues, I come out with my top five at each position in NBA history. I'm going to give Earl mine, and he can tell me how wrong I am on each spot. But before we go to break, quick word about Worldwide Technology Raceway, formerly Gateway. They're coming off one of the great weekends of the year with the NASCAR trucks. Coming up soon in August, the Bomarito 500. All those Indy cars that were in the Indy 500 will be at Gateway for this incredible IndyCar event. And we also want to thank Maryville University. They are one of our sponsors. Go to maryville.edu for more information. Maryville, a lovely campus in town and country. We'll be right back with our Austin.